Wickham's agents at his Paris agency began to act without his approval in feeble attempts to organize royalists and recruit more agents. As a result of the increasing distance between Wickham and Paris, a French spy, the Prince de Carency, was able to infiltrate the Paris agency and gain access to information passing through it and communicate most of the details back to the French directorate. By the end of 1797, the Paris agency was no longer a viable source for information for London. The British gave up hope that their royalist allies among the Bourbons would ever initiate their own coup. And so Wickham began, by 1797, to organize his own coup from within London. For this, Wickham needed as much detailed information about the Paris Directorate as he could get from his Paris agency. Soon after, Wickham dispatched Lord Malmesbury, along with his secretary James Tyrrell Ross and mission secretary James Talbot, on a mission to Paris. When Malmesbury arrived, he was immediately accused of being sent to Paris solely to spy, and the French infiltrated one of their agents into Malmesbury's household. Malmesbury's operation was another in a long series of utter failures, and he was soon ordered to return promptly to London. Because of these repeated blunders, the British began to consider supporting the ascendancy of Napoleon Bonaparte to the throne as an alternative to the ineffectual Bourbon dynasty. Initially, the British Secret Service gave substantial monetary assistance to support Napoleon's rise, but after a short time, the British refused to grant him direct support, and Bonaparte consequently decided to make a direct move against British spy networks in Paris. On 18 Fructidor 1797, the same as 4 September 1797, Napoleon's police captured the Comte de Trégueux and his briefcase was confiscated and searched. The case was found to contain a damning transcript of a conversation between Royalist Minister Pichegru and Louis XVIII plotting to overthrow the French Directorate. Napoleon used these documents to implicate so-called royalist plots inside the French Directorate, secretly encouraging royalist ministers to assassinate the leaders who opposed them on September 1st. Napoleon then arrested 40 French ministers for supposed royalist sympathies. Martial law was declared, and Napoleon used fears of British intervention and rumors of royalist plots to consolidate his own grip on power in Paris. Inevitably, the British-supported Paris agency was completely annihilated, and Wickham was forced to rebuild his networks from scratch, this time with the aim to bring down his nemesis, Napoleon Bonaparte. For a short time, Wickham resigned from the British Secret Service, and James Talbot was promoted into his position. Talbot moved the still intact Swiss agency into Germany, where it was renamed the Swabian Agency. This was fortuitous because in January 1798, Napoleon invaded Switzerland, and Swiss refugees began to flood into neighboring Germany, where they joined royalist organizations en masse. At this time, Talbot decided to shift the focus of the Swabian agency with an aim towards taking direct actions inside Napoleonic France. Fernando de Rivera used the word travail as a term generic in modern revolutionary vocabulary to describe an ensemble of clandestine operations designed to observe and direct the public spirit, to foment the discontent of people in France against the republican institutions, and to provoke insubordination, civil war, and emigration. And in Switzerland, to suppress the effervescent symptoms against the new regime, to stifle old animosities. This encompassed what the Swabian agency was now directed to do, to shift from influencing the possible line of succession to restore the Bourbon king and instead to sow dissension and civil war inside Napoleonic France. Inevitably, Talbot's efforts to raise an army against Napoleon from the waves of Swiss and Austrian refugees became the source of his own undoing. And within months, William Wickham had been recalled to bring the British Secret Service back on track in Paris. Wickham immediately set about reforming both the Paris Agency and the Swabian Agency with an aim towards refocusing both networks towards overthrowing or assassinating Napoleon Bonaparte inside France. Over the next few years, there were numerous British covert attempts to depose or assassinate Napoleon, but none of these operations succeeded. One plot that showcases the blunders that resulted from the assassination attempts was the case of the Rue Nicaise on December 24th, 1800. Royalists and Republicans working together in France with British finances and support planned to blow up Bonaparte's carriage as he left the Rue Nicaise on Christmas Eve. Bonaparte, suspecting a plot against his life, had his carriage driver go more quickly than usual. The fuse on the bomb turned out to be too long, and the detonation of the device came many moments after Napoleon's carriage had already passed safely by. As we have seen, the British Secret Service was born in the wake of the French Revolution to protect Britain from the effects of revolutionary violence infiltrating Britain from across the English Channel. The early days of the British Secret Service were rocky ones, filled with numerous failed operations that aimed to meddle in French internal affairs. In those early days, William Wickham proved to be a strong leader and an extremely talented organizer, but repeatedly his plans were thwarted by bad luck, the ingenuity of the French, especially Napoleon Bonaparte, and the betrayal of allies who were interested only in using British resources towards their own nefarious ends.
This ends Lecture 10.